us all rise, please. May we go to God in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it is before Thee this morning that we bow as humble as we know how. Lord, we pray that You would bless us in a special way. Bless this school, the students, as well as the faculty. Now, Father, we pray that You would bless the young man who is to bring us the message this morning. Inspire and strengthen him. Lord, be with us throughout this service. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I ask you, if you will, to praise God with us as we, in the singing of hymn number 132. Our scripture this morning will be taken from the third chapter of the book of Ezekiel, from the 16th to the 21st verse. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou giveth him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet, if thou warn the wicked, and he turns not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. May God add his blessings to the reading of his word. We'll ask that we have our special music at this time.
This song is a prayer to the Father, asking for the words of truth and the courage to speak them in humility.
Lord, be sure to answer.
we honored this morning to have as our inspirational speaker the president of the associate class. Very fine Christian gentleman, a very dear friend, Mr. Warren Grant.
Text this morning is taken from the 17th verse of that which was read to you by my brother, Mr. Spruill. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. God appointed Ezekiel as a watchman unto the house of Israel. He was responsible to give warning to the wicked who had forsaken the righteous ways. And he was also to give warning to the righteous who had turned unto unrighteousness. His duty was made clear to him by the living God. It was his duty to be the watchman of the word. And God also made clear to this prophet of old the responsibility that was his should he fail in the execution of that duty. Ezekiel, I am happy to say, was faithful to that call, and wisely so. But the watchmen are not always loyal and steadfast and true to the living word of God. They are not always faithful in sounding the alarm when impending danger is upon the horizon. Whether it be individual or whether it be nation, every watchman has the duty and the responsibility to warn the wicked and those who have turned away. Ezekiel assailed such watchmen who were not faithful to the living God and the word of the living God. They had failed to step up into the gaps. There had appeared in the wall of Jerusalem a breach. There had appeared a break in the spiritual wall. They had failed to bring the word of the living God to bear on the sins of the individuals and on the sins of the nation. They had failed to step up into the gap that the breach may be closed and that the deluge of sin and wickedness be halted. A deluge of sin and wickedness indeed swept through this breach in the wall, and it moved out over the land, and the land was brought to ruin. The spiritual and moral foundation, which was once her strength and her pride and her joy, had now been undermined by the savage deluge and swept away. All of this might have been avoided had the watchmen been true to their call, had they stepped up into the gap and sounded the trumpet, had they rallied to the call of the living God, had they sounded the trumpet, those people may have come to hear and heeded the call and turned back to the righteous and living God. Not only would they have saved their own souls had they turned, but the nation itself could perhaps have been delivered. Today in America, there is a breach too in the spiritual wall. It is a gaping and a hideous hole that has appeared in the spiritual wall. It is deluge of sin and wickedness that flows through it. In the name of God, I tell you, there is a deluge, and it sweeps in through the gaping hole, and it is spilling out over the land. And I ask you this morning, where are the watchmen? Why have they not stepped up into the gap Why have they not sounded the trumpet to alert the people, that the people may hear, that the people may be alerted that there's danger afoot, and that we need to come aright and turn back to the living God that we may be saved? Who is up in the breach, bringing the warning that the nation may give heed and come aright, that she not be dashed upon the rocks? The hour is late, and the time is now. We must embrace fully the duties of the watchman of God's living word. We must warn the people as they've not been warned before. We must assume our responsibilities. The hour is late, and there's a dark cloud hanging upon this nation. The stage has already been set for a magnificent play. And the name of that play is The Fall of America. And the curtain is up, and the play is underway. The curtain is up, and the play is underway. Not only do we need to warn the people, but we need, as never before, to tell them of the living Christ, who not only dwells in our heart, but who came so long ago that all who would believe on him should not perish, but have life everlasting. In him is God's supreme and magnificent and indescribable love, so supremely demonstrated. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. No greater love, no greater news, no greater gift has ever come into the midst of man than Jesus Christ and the saving grace that is in him. In this giving of Jesus Christ, in the shedding of his blood, we come to know the very mind of God, the very mind of the living God toward us. How then can we, who have been lifted from the very jaws of eternal death and damnation ourselves, sit upon that which is in us, that which has come to us as a gift by the grace of the living God? How can we continue to trifle with the word, the living word, that spells life to all who would hear and turn to the living God? It is this giving of Christ that we must tell the world of, and all that is in him. It is a terrible and destructive thing, the Bible says, to trifle with the word of the living God, to be unfaithful to the word and not deliver it as we ought. And what is the consequence should we fail? God told Ezekiel, if you warn the wicked and the righteous who have turned to unrighteousness, you will deliver your soul. But he also said, if you fail the blood of those who die in their iniquity, I shall require of thine hand. We need not try to slide these verses and others like them into some dark recess of our minds. I tell you, it is a fatal error to pretend that they do not exist, or that today they are not applicable. God is no less concerned today about the honor of his word that he was then in Ezekiel's day. God is no less expectant that his servants live up to and honor him and his word today as he was the days gone by. God is no less concerned for the lost. God is no less desirous that all be delivered from hell itself by the saving grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God is immutable. He is unchangeable or unchangeable. What upset God 2,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago upsets him today. He's the same living God, the same righteous God. He's the same God of love. He's the same God of judgment. God has not changed. But somehow we have mistakenly got it in our minds that these things are not applicable today. And I tell you, in the name of the living God, we need to wake up to what is happening in this nation. We have trifled for too long with the word of the living God. We are trampling the blood of Christ beneath our feet as though it be no more than dirt. We can flee to the shade and the cool of the salvation palm, thinking our souls be secure out of the battle that wages up on the front line. But one day that palm It's going to be cut clean at the base, flush. And when she topples over, there are going to be a lot of upset Christians standing in the judgment light of the living God. I tell you, there are going to be some poor souls on that day in for a joke. Jesus said, all who say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, shall not enter that kingdom of heaven. What kind of watchman are you? Are you faithful to your call, to the living word of God? Have you stepped up into the gaps? Have you warned the wicked of his wicked ways? Have you told them of Jesus? Are you stepping up into the hole, to the breach? Are you sounding the trumpet of warning? I tell you, the hour is late, and the time is now. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. God says to you this morning, I have made you a watchman over the house of America, and I have called you to go and to give warning to them for me. Let us pray. O living and gracious God, we do bow humbly before thee, the living God, begging forgiveness, O God, for our trifling with thy word. Somehow, O God, we just don't seem to grasp the lateness of the hour. We just seem to trifle with souls and not be too terribly concerned about where they're headed. Forgive us, O God, and this morning we pray to thee that you would stimulate our hearts and renew our hearts by thy grace and love and power and by thy spirit. O God, that we cannot rest, that we must go forward and be faithful to thy word, to sound the trumpet, to tell the people there is danger afoot, that there's a breach in the wall. O God, let us stand as one, that we may go forth and be faithful watchmen for thee. In Christ's name, amen.